We've been talking about the warnings that have been given to the people of Makkah, the warnings that have been given to the transgressive nations. After issuing those warnings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then reminds them about a day. وَيَوْمَ يُحْشَرُ أَعْدَاءُ اللَّهِ إِلَى النَّارِ فَهُمْ يُزَعُونَ. The day when the enemies of Allah will be raised over the fire of Jahannam. They will be distributed into groups. Different categories of sinners will be allotted to different groups. And all these groups will be made to wait near the fire of Jahannam, waiting for other groups to join them. حَتَّى إِذَا مَا جَاءُوهَا شَهِدَ عَلَيْهِمْ سَمْعُهُمْ وَأَبْصَارُهُمْ وَجْلُودُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Till when they reach it, the fire of Jahannam, their ears, their eyes and the skin will bear testimony against them as to with regards to what they used to do. So people will deny with their mouth that no, I didn't do this. And while in this world, the unbelievers, they heard the signs with their ears, they saw the signs of Allah with their eyes, however they did not believe in any of that, and they continued to disobey Allah. From the root of every hair of theirs, they did not know that the entire register of their sins is recorded within their own bodies, and that it will be opened up on the appropriate time. And it is in various hadiths stated about the day of Qiyamah, where the unbelievers will verbally deny their sins. And then an issue will be given that the body parts which had committed these sins should produce, or must come forth as a witness. And every part will therefore bear testimony. And in this way, the tongue will be proven to be a liar. The person will be stunned and astounded. And they'll address the body part saying that, "Oh, wretched ones, get away from me. It was on your behalf that I was disputing and defending you. And now you're personally admitting to the sins." وَقَالُوا لِجُلُودِهِمْ لِمَا شَهِدْتُمْ عَلَيْنَا. They will say to the skin, "But why are you testifying against us?" قَالُوا أَنْتَقَنَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي أَنْتَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. It will say that Allah has enabled us to speak, and Allah is the one who enables everything to speak. Allah is the one who enabled us to speak, and Allah is the one who enables everything to speak. وَهُوَ خَلَقَكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. It is Allah who created you the first time. وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. And to Him you shall return. And to Him you shall return. So Allah has empowered us, enable us to speak, cause us to speak today. We have no alternative but to speak and bear testimony. When the absolute power of Allah wills something to speak, can anything ever refuse to do so? Can he who enabled the tongue to speak not be able to cause the hands and the feet to speak? No. وَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَتِرُونَ أَيَشْهَدَ عَلَيْكُمْ. You did not hide yourselves so that neither your ears nor your eyes nor your skin should testify against you. Meaning that you used to commit sins in privacy, but you didn't know that your hands and your feet will testify. So you're hiding away from people, but you can't hide away from your own limbs. وَلَكِنْ ظَنَنْتُمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَعْلَمُ كَثِيرًا مَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. Rather, you assume that Allah does not know many of the things which you do. You should therefore conceal yourselves. You should have tried to conceal yourself from yourself, which is impossible. And that this shows us the irony of our action. The fact of the matter is that at that point, at this late stage, it will become clear how man had conducted himself. In this world, you think you can do anything as you want and nobody's watching. If you are fully convinced that Allah is aware of your actions and that your entire record was safeguarded with Allah, then you will never have the audacity to sin under any circumstances. وَذَلِكُمْ ظَنُّكُمُ الَّذِي ظَنَنْتُمْ بِرَبِّكُمْ أَرْضَاكُمْ فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. This is that very assumption of yours which you made about your sustainer. He has ruined you, so you have been left amongst the losers. فَإِنْ يَصْبِرُوا فَالنَّارُ مَثْوًى لَهُمْ. If you remain patient, the fire is your abode. وَإِنْ يَسْتَعْتِبُوا فَمَا هُمْ مِنَ الْمُؤْتَبِينَ. And if you seek to make amends, it will not be of those who will be allowed to make amends. The time is now in this world. That is when you can make amends. The day of Qiyamah, that is too late. There is no making amends at that time. then it's too late. In this world, some afflictions are lightened by exercising patience. You think, I'll just be patient. But in the year after, whether you make exercise patience or not, is the same in the fire of Jahannam. It will never come to an end. In this world, afflictions are delayed through different circumstances. In the year after, there's no, you know, flattery. There's no talking your way out of a situation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَيَّذْنَا لَهُمْ قُرَنَاءَ فَزَيَّنُوا لَهُمْ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ. We assign for them companions so they beautify in their eyes whatever is before them and whatever is behind them. وَحَقَّ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقَوْلُ فِي أُمَمٍ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ. The decree of punishment is justified against them together with those nations that pass before them. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا خَاسِرِينَ. They certainly the losers. So shaitan was set amongst mankind to beautify the past sins, to make you commit sins. He adorns your past sins. He adorns the future sins. Shaitan sets up these traps for you and you fall into the sins. مَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْقَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that whoever turns away from my dhikr, then whoever turns a blind eye to the remembrance of Allah, we appoint for him a shaitan, and he becomes his companion. In other words, the decree of Allah was made, I will certainly fill Jahannam, لَأَمْلَأَنَّ جَهَنَّمَ مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ. And this is how that decree is being fulfilled, with people disobeying and rejecting the command and the instruction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah make us from those who submit. May Allah make us from those who do not persist in our wrong.